on the inside. She got the scoop on the ones to watch, on the ones that's hot. No one can do it quite like Caroline. Caroline. No one can do it quite like Caroline. It's time for Caroline.
Hey, y'all. Welcome to Hyper Caroline Hobby. I am your host, Caroline Hobby. I know music, I know people, and I know the questions you want to ask. So let's get hyper. Heads up, these are adults having adult conversations, so there could be adult content.
I am so excited. I have Megan and Liz joining me today. These girls are YouTube sensations. They have over 1 million subscribers on YouTube. They are singers, they are performers, they are hosts. They have a clothing line at Macy's. They're twins, and they are the most precious, adorable, sweet girls you have ever met in your life. I fell in love with them instantly. I want to be the third sister and become triplets. I don't know if they're going to allow me in, but this interview is so much fun. I think they're like not even 25 or right around 25, and they have accomplished so much. Their spirit is so bright and positive. I cannot wait for y'all to hear this episode. Here they are, Megan and Liz. Okay, you guys, I'm here with the absolutely incredible, adorable, amazing, and talented Megan and Liz.
Oh.
Mace, but y'all go by Megan and Liz, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Wow. Okay. Hi. So I'm like blown away by you guys. Oh, first off, double trouble.
Yes, yeah. Always.
Always.
A lifelong of double trouble. Yeah, that is us.
And yep. We were talking earlier how you guys really love being twins.
We do.
Like, you've loved this experience of your life. And y'all are fraternal twins because you don't really, you do look alike, but you don't.
Yeah, I'm not naturally blonde, but you know, it's fine.
Did you pick the blonde so you could separate yourself?
Actually, this was a suggestion of our very first label. Like, back in the day, they were like, you know, like, maybe to differentiate you guys, you should like dye your hair. And I was like, always about dyeing my hair. I was like, and my mom would never really let me do it. So I was like, now's the time, I'm gonna do it. And I love it, and I haven't gone back, so.
She started off like this color blonde, like this, like light, not even blonde, really.
Yeah.
And then like now she's like platinum.
Platinum.
So. Love it. I think it's a blast. Okay, I kind of want to start off with a little bit of a game since y'all are twins.
Okay, I'm in.
Ready? And for everyone watching who doesn't know yet, you guys are YouTube phenoms, which is insane to me. The whole YouTube world blows my mind. I cannot wait to dive into this with y'all. But I want you guys to answer the question for each other.
Ooh,
okay. Easy.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. And Megan, your boyfriend's here. He's your guitar player.
Yes.
So no offense, Whit, but celebrity crush. Who would be Megan's celebrity crush? Besides her handsome boyfriend, who's right here.
I feel like you like Liam Hemsworth. I mean, that's who doesn't like Liam Hemsworth?
Right.
I'd say Liam Hemsworth is probably your number one. Am I right?
Oh,
no, you're
wrong.
Or that guy from Handmaid's Tale.
No.
You thought he was kind of cute?
No. You're missing a big one. And when I tell you, you're going to be like, I really messed that one up.
Okay. Can I know it? Can she answer
it? Yeah, what is it?
Nick Jonas.
You're not very vocal about that one, though.
He's been my, like, OG crush since I was, like, 13.
Okay.
My OG
You've stuck with
crush.
It. That's oh, commitment
yeah.
right there.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Okay,
I get
Liz's?
It.
Ed Sheeran.
Yeah!
Ed Sheeran is your celebrity crush. Is it his music or tattoos?
I think it is
Ginger?
His music. And I just love ginger people. Like, I really do. Because, like, I just think that they're great. But
I
just love Ed Sheeran. I think he's, like, the songs that he writes. I'm like, you are so gentle and just romantic. I'm like, that's very sweet.
Like, so. You just want to make out with him.
Well, I don't know. If the opportunity came up, I'd be like, I don't know. I also have a boyfriend, so.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because you were single for a minute. I know this from your YouTube.
Yeah.
Was that recently?
I mean, I've been dating my boyfriend for like a year.
Okay.
But yeah, there was a gap where I was single for a while. And
that's when you auditioned for The Bachelor.
Oh, yes. That video, by the way, is so embarrassing. Somebody actually recognized me for that video the other day. And I'm like, I have done so much in my time. Like, I've written songs, I've done like music videos, and like, of all the things, they were like,
this is
are
what?
You that girl who tried out for The Bachelor in Nashville? I was like,
that's it?
Yep,
that's
me.
The one.
Yeah.
You're like,
so,
thank
but
you.
I did do it, so it was an experience.
Hey, I love it.
It's amazing.
I love Bachelor Nation. Okay,
yes.
So what is Liz's bad habit?
Oh, she picks her nails, like, endlessly.
Yeah.
Like, if she's sitting in the car, I just hear her picking them, and I literally go, stop. And she just goes.
Yeah, that is true. That is true.
Okay. Well, at least you listen to your sister.
Yeah, I try, but
whenever she has her nails done, she doesn't do it. So yeah. I'm always like, come get your nails done with me.
Yeah.
Because I always in like the like opposite side of the house, I hear like her picking her nails. I'm like, what?
You can't hear from across the house.
Y'all live together?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so yes. Y'all are like in it to win it. Lifers. Oh, yeah. When y'all get married, are y'all going to live together?
I mean, our boyfriends are roommates, so we're pretty much as like...
Isn't that awful?
Did your boyfriends meet because of you guys?
No, they grew up together.
Stop. Of course you guys would have to like date like twin-ish people.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, so that's how I met my boyfriend, was through her boyfriend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. Was it instant for you when you met your boyfriend?
Kind of, yeah. Like, I was actually dating somebody else, and then he was dating somebody else for a while, and then it just so happened we were like single at the same time, and he's like, surprise, I got a job in Nashville, and I'm like, great news. And then we just started dating after that.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
That's so fun. So you'd all have like family dating couple night all the time?
Oh yeah.
We call ourselves Quad Squad. Yep. We're always like, all right, Quad Squad's gonna go do this and
Quad Squad's gonna go here.
Yeah.
How fun.
Yeah, that's fun.
Okay, so what's Megan's bad habit?
I feel like I know you like grind your teeth
at night.
But not even at night though, but like you'll like do the thing with your jaw, you know, where you'll like, yeah, you do that. Yeah. I know you do that. And then I don't know, you kind of like mess with your hair, but I don't know if that's like that's not a bad habit. It's just something that you kind of do.
It's just a habit.
Yeah, it's just
general.
A habit. Yeah. But I'd say like the jaw thing. You've been doing that since we were like 3 years old. Yeah.
So
So describe each other in 3 words. Like, how would you describe Megan and how would you describe Liz?
Oh.
And what is the difference of the twins? How do we break the twins down? Maybe not 3 words, but what's the breakdown of how the twins are different?
We kind of are opposites that like literally work together.
Yeah.
Like, I'm much more type A, organized, like introverted, like I don't know. And then you're very like, I mean, I'm extroverted when I get to know people, but like she is the bubbly, like personable, like little messy, like
a lot messy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's being nice, but yeah, we're just really different. Like, we are like the yin and yang. Like, really. I mean, and I feel like that's just kind of, I don't know if we were born that way or if just the way that we like grew up kind of made
and
it
like
that way.
And like shifted to like work together, but.
Yeah, but you're definitely more like, not aggressive is the right word, but like, you know what I'm talking about. Like, if you don't want to do something, you'll be like, no, thank you.
And you're like, okay. Fine to say like,
yeah.
No.
Yeah, but she will get stuck in doing something that she doesn't want to do because she says yes to everything.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's maybe like a balance, I get it.
Yeah.
Right. So you'll just say no, and you're like, yeah. No, what?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
100%.
Totally.
Yeah.
Okay, so tell me, I have so many questions. First off, you guys have a million subscribers on YouTube.
Yes, crazy.
A million people watch your lives on the daily.
Yes.
Okay, so I'm old and like totally out of the loop, and I'm just now trying to figure out what YouTube is because I'm so far behind the times.
No.
Been stalking y'all hard. There's like all these different things y'all do on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
You host your new designers with Macy.
Yeah.
You sing. Y'all are incredible singers.
Thank you.
You have like cover video section. You have lyric video section. You have music video section. You have makeup tutorials. You're interviewing Brett Eldridge and freaking Michael Ray and Cole Swindell. Like, y'all are interviewing the hottest country stars on the scene. How do you organize all this? How do you even have all these talents? And then how do you become a YouTube phenomenon? That's a lot. I know. Can you answer everything for me?
I mean, honestly, it kind of like, first and foremost, we are like artists. You know, like we love music.
So y'all started with music.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And then it kind of turned into like, since YouTube is such a video personality platform, it kind of turned into like more of a brand as opposed to just like artists, because people were hiring us like to interview red carpets because they saw our personality on our music videos, and like it just kind of all like eventually like interlocked with each other. And then, you know, you're on camera so much, they're like, what makeup do you use? And you're like, oh, okay, well, I'll talk about that too.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just like one thing like led to another, and then before you know it, you just like have a little bit of everything because your life is on broadcast, like,
well, and
all
YouTube
the time.
Allows you to put any piece of your life up.
Yeah,
that's the thing that's so crazy, is there's, it allows you access to promote whatever you want.
Yeah, it's awesome.
In your own way, right away.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's, I mean, it's just, like we said, like we've been doing this for 10 years, and we do attribute that too to kind of why we've done literally everything under the sun is because we've just been doing it so long and we're open to everything. And, you know, like from the very beginning, we're like, yes, we're artists, but if this opportunity happens, we're not going to say no. And then it leads to the next thing, to the next thing, to the next thing. And
they
then,
all help each other out in some way, shape, or form.
Totally. Yeah. So tell me how the YouTube started. Like, y'all said you started when you were 14. Did you just wake up one day and be like, okay, we're going to start a YouTube page? How did it start? From the start, tell me the timeline of how it grew so fast, a million people.
Yeah. I mean, Megan started it, honestly. You were, like, more computer savvy than I was. She was. Like, she was all about the computer. And so she was like, you know what? There's, like, some girls on the internet that are, like, singing, and we should try that because, you know, they're getting some views, and, like, we want to be singers. And we grew up in a really small town, so, like, there was no way to be a singer in our town. Yeah. So she's like, let's just try YouTube. And
that's when it first like hit the scene.
Oh, yeah. This is 2007. So this is a long, long time ago.
But this is like right when the craze was happening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Was it invented then? Has it been around for a while?
It was actually like, I feel like when we first started, it was even before YouTube was like YouTube. I think YouTube became YouTube in like 2009, maybe.
So you guys are serious OGs.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah,
OG
YouTubers. Yeah. I mean, we uploaded our first video, like, we had dial-up internet. So that's
how
what we're talking about.
Long ago it was.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're 14. Yeah. You're living in a small town. You're like, we got to get our talent out there. Yeah. People need to know about us because we fabulous, which you are. So fabulous.
Thanks.
So y'all upload a video, and then what happens?
We just kept doing it. Like
covers or songs originals or
both.
Okay.
Just a little bit of everything. Because we saw people doing covers and we were like, well, we don't want to get like named as cover artists because we don't want to be cover artists.
Is it smart to know this at 14?
Literally looking back, I'm like, who was that?
Like how do you know that you don't want to be named as a cover artist at 14? That's amazing. Okay.
And
awesome.
So we just kept putting them up. And I remember the day we hit 80 subscribers. It was an exciting day.
Yeah.
And
we'd
come home after school because we'd be all done up from school, and we'd just do a video before, like, cheerleading practice or, like, a football game or something. And we'd just put one up, like, every week, like, once a week. And then
singing. Like, it was only singing in the beginning.
In the beginning, yes, it was only singing.
Okay. With the occasional, like, talking video about, like, what we were doing or something.
Okay.
And then eventually it just kind of like snowballed. There wasn't ever really like anything that like triggered the mass explosion. It just kind of like
except
slowly,
for the persistence, honestly, and like the consistency. I mean,
that is the key, honestly.
Yeah, just being consistent, and like we would just take requests and we would like interact, and you know and it all just kind of grew.
Yeah,
and that's it. Yeah.
So what did you do the moment y'all hit a million subscribers? Did you kind of freak out?
That was a couple years ago. We were actually on tour.
I don't remember. Oh, I think I was like in my bunk on the bus, and like I kept refreshing our YouTube page because it was like 99999.
You're like, come on.
Yeah. And then like finally I refreshed it and I screenshotted it. I do remember that actually. And then I like got out of my bunk and I was like, oh, million. And then I like sent it to everybody and I was like, we did it.
That is crazy. Yeah. Okay, so tell me this, because the climate of the music industry is all over the place. There's so many ways you can be an artist these days. You know, like, you can even now be an artist just through Spotify putting yourself out that way. How have you guys, y'all have done an alternate music career, because obviously you're touring on a bus, you know, but you don't have a record deal right now, right?
No,
but
no.
Have you had a record deal?
We had an indie record deal, so, like, yes, it's never been traditional. Like, even
never.
Like when we were on the bus, like, that wasn't because the label paid for it. It was because it was another deal with Macy's, a different kind of deal with Macy's that was promoting it. And, like, so it was always, like, a brand partnership that, like, and all of...
Awesome.
Yeah, so it's never been traditional. We have never been like, okay, like, we're gonna do this album with this cycle,
put the single out, and then once it gets to this part, like, position on the chart, we're gonna put the album
out.
It's
never been like
that.
So do you guys even do albums, or do y'all just put out singles or songs?
We've actually never put out like a full length album.
Yeah.
I think the longest like EP has been like 7 songs. Mm-hmm. But like,
we have so many songs online, though.
Yeah, like, and our new, like, thing that we're doing with this new wave of music is going to be, like, very single-based. And we're going to try that route, and then we're going to see just how those react. Because our new music's, like, very different.
How is it different than your original music?
It's, like, well, first of all, it's older. Because our old stuff, like, I love, like, don't get me wrong, we've got some great stuff, but it's kind of Hannah Montana-esque.
Again, we've been doing this for 10 years, so you can imagine, like, 18-year-old Megan and Liz being like, wow, love this song. And, like, 24-year-old Megan and Liz being like,
We've moved on, but we still appreciate that time of our life.
Yeah. And it's just, I think it's going to reach a different audience because, I mean, we're talking about things that 24-year-olds, you know, go through. Like, we go out, you know, we have boyfriends. Like, we're mature. And so it's definitely going to be interesting to see, like, what, like, how this new music resonates with, like, not only our fans, but, like, the new
fans.
Is Big Kids in the new wave of music?
No, it is not. That's
the beginning. That was the nice beginning. Stepping.
I thought that was such a great way of describing what growing up is. Forgive me for saying this, but it was kind of like that Britney Spears song, I'm Not a Girl, Not Yet a Woman to me. It's like, all of a sudden I was feeling this similarity of, like, oh my gosh, this is what we are, the big kids now. Like, all of a sudden we have to, like, pay for stuff.
Yes.
Like, do adult things. Oh, and when did this happen?
It sucks.
Yeah.
No, adulting is hard.
It is. Hard. But that, Big Kids is a nice stepping stone into, like, this new.
Habit is kind of like, you're talking about, like, some relationship stuff. Which is awesome. Yeah. Is this, like, the first kind of move into now we're going to, like what you're talking about, grow into, relationships, maturity, women?
Yeah, absolutely. Just kind of being, like, a relationship when you're 18 is not the same as when you're 24.
No. Like, when we were 18, we would have never even thought of the concept of habit because we didn't have, like, serious long-term relationships and, like, see our friends falling into, like, the habit of a relationship and then being frustrated and, you know, being like, why doesn't he just do things to be nice? It's like, I come home and it's the same routine every night, you know, stuff like that. So we're like, just that evolution. Like, when you're 18, there's no way
we would
have known.
You don't think about that when you're 18. Right. No. new era.
So it's crazy to me, though, that you guys are totally self-propelled. Like, everything you do is on your own. And your partnerships, you get on your own. You're saying people, like, write your actual email, your inquiry email.
Yeah.
And that's how you get so many of your partnerships.
Yeah. Yes. A lot of our partnerships, actually, come from our press email that's in our Instagram. So
that is crazy.
Yeah.
And the thing that's crazy to me is everyone's here in Nashville trying to get a record deal, trying to play the singles game, trying to do all that. And you're like, I'm over here making money, just, like, doing partnerships with Macy, getting tour buses and putting out songs when I want to and not getting shelved or having to wait in a line. Has that been strategic or has it just been accidental? Has it just sort of been a side effect of this YouTube phenomenon that happened?
I mean, we just feel like we know you're meant to do this. We know that, you know, like, the opportunities that have been coming to us for the past 10 years, like, keep coming, and we just keep doing it. And it's just like, you know what? Like, we're not gonna change it. Like, we know this is what we're supposed to do. We're lucky enough to be able to do it fully on our own. So we're like,
And, like, we're not even opposed to a label.
No.
Like, just, there's never been one that's been like, I understand what you guys are doing. It's not traditional. Like, we want to help you do the non-traditional route.
What do you want your music career to look like in the non-traditional route? Like, what do y'all want it to be? You know?
Yeah, we'd love to tour again, like, touring, as much as we can, because touring is amazing and it's fun. I mean, we'd love to have, you know, a single on radio, which I know is crazy without a label, but, like, we're like, you know, at this point, like,
Kane Brown did it.
Exactly. Yeah. Like,
it's like tons of people have done it. Dylan Schneider.
Yes.
With, like, he's doing it. I feel obviously Chance the Rapper. He's the biggest one.
But Russell Dickerson.
Russell. Yeah. But to me, if I was a label. This is just what I would think. If I was a label, I would think, okay, here are two beautiful girls, super talented, have a huge fan base. Why would I try to go sign someone who has no fan base with nothing going on when this is right in front of my face? Like, that's the thing.
Aww.
Is there a disconnect with labels, though, in the YouTube world? Do they not understand that there's, like, already I've done most of the work and the heavy lifting?
We've decided that we think that just labels are traditional and they want to build somebody from the ground up, and that's not us.
Or they just haven't figured out how to work with somebody who already has something. It's like they know the people they have to implement. Like, oh, we signed this new artist. She doesn't have any, like, social media, whatever. So they're like, okay, well, let's get this team on her.
Like,
and
this formula works for
this
that.
This formula, X, Y, Z.
Yeah.
You know, like, works.
But we're not that.
But we're not that. So,
well, you have, like, authentic diehard fans that already, though. So isn't that what you're going for? I don't get it. I've tried to understand where labels come from sometimes, and I'm like, I don't understand.
We hope that someday, like, I mean, it'll probably be like 10 years from now, but like they'll finally understand like what works and like it'll be like the new system, the new go-to system.
Yes.
But I think that
at this point, maybe we'll start a label.
Yeah,
and we'll actually assign all of these people who are doing the same as us. Honestly, at this point, we're like, may as well just start, you know. Maybe one day we'll be like record label owners.
Yeah, we'll be like,
Is there a YouTube record label? I would think that there would be.
There's not. There's not.
There should be, though.
Because there's so many great artists. Like, I would feel like there should be a whole YouTube way of doing music.
Yeah,
I agree.
You know?
All right, Megan.
It's an untapped resource.
All right, let's do it.
Okay, see, there you go. That's your next thing.
Yes.
So tell me about your page. Okay, so I'm trying to wrap my head around the YouTube world. Do you go within the page, do you go to the playlist section or do you go to the videos? How do I stay up to date? Like how, if I want to find makeup tutorials, are all of them filed under a makeup tutorial? I'm like grandmother here. Like this is like YouTube 101. So how do you organize it all? Or is it just like one of those blogs, like a blog that just the first one on top is the newest one?
I mean, if you subscribe, then like you get a notification of like whatever video that like
just
that
the newest,
the newest one. But then like we do have on our page like organized sections of like here's makeup, here's interviews, here's
and every video and goes into that section.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. But I mean, like if you subscribe, it's like oh you get a new notification that's like they posted this video, and if you're not interested in the makeup, then you don't click on it, and if you are, then you're like great, been waiting for this. And
yeah. Everybody's got like their own like personal favorite like Megan and Liz like thing that they like to see us do, so it's like when they see it on their subscriber they're like oh it's a music video like this is what I've been waiting for, like I'm gonna click on it. It's a makeup video, I'm a guy, I don't really care. Moving on.
Yeah.
But y'all do fun ones where the guys do your makeup.
Oh yeah
what is that called, like boyfriend to
oh yeah makeup? He did boyfriend over here did it and it was pretty atrocious.
It's
so funny.
Oh, it's a blast. And like I was literally crying laughing watching. There were tears in my eyes.
Tears.
I was like, this is so ridiculous.
So do you guys put yourself on a schedule of like, okay, every Monday we do a lyric video. Every Wednesday we do a makeup video. Every Friday we have an interview video. Or like, do you have a schedule or is it on a routine or is it just like when you're doing one? How do you run your business in that way?
There's not really, since there are so many social media platforms nowadays, it's like the need to have a weekly YouTube video, at least from our like brand, isn't really necessary anymore. So like we can just post, you know, something like a cute video on Instagram or, you know, do like a live Instagram or something. Like there's just so many ways to interact. It's like that's what they want is the interaction. So like we just try and stay consistently engaged on social media. We're not like trying to peace out for a couple weeks and come back and expect everything to be like where it was to, because it's consistency of your brand overall.
But it also changes for us a lot. You know, like right now we're really in the mode of promoting the line at Macy's and the single.
Which you guys have on.
Yes.
You're wearing this.
Yes.
Talk to me about the single and the line from Macy's. So let's talk about the clothes.
Yes.
So, and how exciting that you have your own freaking clothing line.
I know.
Nuts.
It's nuts. It came out July 22nd, and it's the back to school, line, I guess.
Yeah.
So it's only in Macy's for a limited time. So it's from July 22nd to September 30th is like our collection that will be in stores. It's in the top 150. It's called Nowadays, but you can also get everything online.
Yeah.
It's for like tweens and teens, but like we like to say that literally anybody can wear it because it's like, you know, you can
there's
make it
pieces
work.
That like this, like anybody could wear this jacket.
Yes. And totally.
But there's also things that like skew a little younger, and then there's things like this that skew a little older. So it's kind of like all over the map, but yeah, that's out, and it's
how did
exciting.
You guys design it? Like, how did you pick what outfits you wanted to put out there?
I mean, the original process was we were communicating via email with the designer, who was going to sketch out the clothes and all of that.
And the fabrics and
the
patterns,
fabrics, yeah. And she was like, send us your Pinterest, like, send us, like, just photos, explain in detail why you like them, the colors you like, the colors you don't. And so we just sent paragraph and paragraph of pictures and like mood boards and all of this. And then she created the line out of that. It was born.
So it's beneficial for a designer to partner with people like you guys, because instead of just a designer putting something out, now they can partner with a brand like y'all, and y'all can promote it over social media, so it's a win for everyone.
Yeah.
It's your influence mixed with the designer's influence, so you have this beautiful collab. Right?
Yes. Yeah, and it's been really fun.
Makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, it's been really fun, and we're, like, so excited about it, so, yeah.
Guys, okay, yeah. And then tell me about the single, Have It.
Yes.
So how are you guys promoting the single? Just, like, y'all's brand promotes it. Your YouTube
yeah.
video,
mm-hmm.
you guys.
Yep.
Have a music video, right? Are you making one?
We're making one.
Because you made one for Big Kids.
Yes.
Yes. So cute.
Yes, thank you. Yeah, we're working on the music video.
Yeah, we actually just, like, set the meeting for, like, the director, like, this morning. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it comes out on July 31st, and we're super excited about it.
And you guys are just pushing it yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, awesome. We've definitely got, like, an awesome, super awesome manager on board this time, and he's, like, you know, working to get it on some good Spotify playlists and just, like, really in other elements that we personally mm-hmm. can't get to.
Right.
But, yeah, I'm really excited for
yeah.
this new wave of music. I think it's going to be exciting.
Yeah, I know. I can't wait to, like, release the rest of it, too.
Yeah.
Like, it's exciting.
So
yeah.
do you have, like, an album following or an EP?
I mean, we have enough songs, I feel like, for an album, but I think how we're going to release it, we haven't decided
I know.
Yet.
I went through and counted last night, and yeah. we have, like, 11, like, right now.
Do you guys write together, all of them?
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
Yep.
Do y'all bring other people in, or is it
oh, yeah.
just you guys?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, the single we actually have it, we actually wrote with Casey Brown and Parker Welling, and they wrote Yours
oh,
by
nice.
Russell Dickerson. And
yes.
like we opened for Russell on a couple dates, and they were like, oh, you should, you know, write with them. We were like, okay. And like we wrote 5 songs with them.
Yeah.
And like they are so talented, and we were like, y'all
yeah.
are great.
Just and speaking of Russell Dickerson, we were saying, is he kind of a YouTube phenom too? Is that how he started?
He's definitely more
yeah.
of that. He definitely started, like, I don't know if YouTube per se.
He was definitely more of like a viral thing before
yeah.
the labels got it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like,
but,
was on Spotify, and, like, I mean, the video has had so many mm-hmm. views, and just like that.
Doing the thing.
Yeah, so yeah. definitely a little bit more, like, on the ground, and then,
yeah.
yeah.
It's so freeing to hear that there's other ways to do the thing.
Yeah. yeah. It's possible.
You
I
know?
Mean, we are living proof that it is possible, like, when you like, without mm-hmm. a major anything, so, yeah.
And you guys also are hosts. Y'all have a section called, is it My Country?
Yes, My
yes,
Country Nation.
My Country
yeah.
Nation.
Explain to me that title, what that means, and then what that is exactly.
Yeah, so My Country Nation is actually, it's a network, country network, that we host, like, a hosting show, interview show on.
Oh, it's actually a
yeah.
show, and then you
mm-hmm.
put
yes.
excerpts on your
yeah.
YouTube, too.
And then we put it on our channel, so it's
kind of
like,
a collab?
Kind of a collab,
yeah.
yep. Yep,
but
cool.
My Country Nation has been, like, great. Like, we've been working with them for, like, 4 years now.
Mm-hmm.
And they're, like, one of the first, like, country YouTube digital
mm-hmm.
spaces,
mm-hmm.
which was, like, super genius. So, yeah, they brought us in to, like, you know, be a part of that, and it's been really cool to be a part of it.
Yeah.
So that's so fun. So y'all will host, like, red carpets,
yeah.
do interviews.
They'll be like, hey, you guys want to do this? And we're like, yep,
sure.
Like, we'll do it. And, like, yeah.
yeah,
so it's really fun.
You guys.
Yeah.
Who's been one of your favorite interviews to do?
Ooh. I mean, Brett Eldridge was really fun.
He's precious.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's precious.
He did, like, a dub thing with
yeah.
you guys.
Yeah, he did a dub smash thing. And, like.
So cute.
Yeah, that was hilarious. I'm trying to think of my favorite. I mean, like, I'm a really big Cassidy Pope fan.
She's so cute.
Oh, my God, yeah. Like, I've loved her since, like, Hey Monday. So, like, when we interviewed her, I was, like, I was fangirling on the inside. Like, Liz had to
yeah.
talk most of it. I was just, like,
yeah.
You're really cool.
yeah, like, you're really cool.
Yeah. I mean, we've got to interview so many amazing people. And, like,
yeah.
it's just, like, that's so fun. And
so you enjoy that part
yeah.
of your business, too.
Absolutely.
Is there one? Do you have a rank, like, from makeup to singing to designing to interviewing? Am I missing? What else am I missing? I know there's, like.
Like, just, like, lifestyle,
lifestyle.
Like, vlogging. And,
life.
Yeah.
Is there a rank of what you enjoy the most?
I'd say, first and foremost, artists.
I will always love music. Like, that's how
yeah.
we got into this,
mm-hmm.
like.
And why we wanted to do it.
Yeah.
So, we definitely say
music,
music
number
first.
One.
Yep.
Then
I would say I really like the lifestyle stuff.
Is that, like, where you just film your life?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It's like your own reality show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which y'all need. Why don't you have one? Will y'all get one? Like, you probably could easily get one.
It's funny that you say that because we've had, like, I wish I could tell you how many, like,
potential
oh, reality shows.
Oh, I can only imagine. At least, like, 15, I'm sure.
Oh, there's so many. I mean, like, we've gotten, like, various stages of, like, initial meetings. We've done all the way up to a pilot. We've done, you know, all interviews up
oh.
to a pilot. Like,
because you are a reality show in a way already. You know,
yeah.
you're filming your life. You're doing all this stuff. It
yeah.
makes perfect sense to me.
So, I mean, we'll see. Maybe one day.
Yeah, time will tell.
Time will tell.
If I was a, once again, here's my opinion. No one's asking me my opinion, but if I was a reality network or a producer, I would scour YouTube for people like you guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just like so available. Like it's right there on the silver platter. Is it just too good that people can't see it?
Who knows?
Who knows? Who knows? So stay tuned.
Okay, so reality, you're not opposed to reality.
No.
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 Totally.
No.
So you like, okay, so lifestyling,
yeah.
Vlogging
yeah.
is what you like after music.
Okay. Yeah.
And then honestly, like I really like the, I like doing makeup.
That's
but
what I was gonna say.
I get a lot of, we get a lot of crap because like we tell them in the beginning, we're like, we're not professional makeup artists. Like, we're just showing you how we do what we do. And then of course all the comments are like, oh my gosh, can you believe they use the beauty blender that way? And I'm like, I don't know, like I gave y'all a disclaimer, like I'm just doing what I do.
The beauty world is so aggressive.
They are. Like,
oh yeah. Are you serious?
Oh yeah. They're scary.
Yeah, the beauty world is like, it's like a whole different thing that like
we, cutthroat?
Oh yeah. And like, just like, it's very competitive and very like, you stole this look from that person and like, you know, like.
Is everyone trying to do the first video of doing something?
I guess, you know, again, we dabble in the beauty world, but it is a tough one. And we like to dabble. We like to stay outside and like, you know, but
yeah.
like I would not consider ourselves beauty bloggers or beauty gurus.
It's more like we share makeup advice.
Yes.
Right. Just you share what you do.
Yes.
You're
yes.
not trying to be like a beauty
yeah.
guru.
No. Yeah.
Okay.
No.
Okay, sure. So we have the music, the lifestyle, the beauty. Which other playlists are there?
Hosting? I mean, we like hosting too, though. I would almost put that up in lifestyle in a way.
Yeah, because like a lot of the hostings, I'm sure as you know, like a lot of it is kind of like giving your opinion and
mm-hmm.
like speaking
mm-hmm.
your mind on topics and situations and like that's kind of in the lifestyle.
Yeah,
I guess it's like a subcategory.
It's a subcategory of lifestyle. So,
yeah.
I mean, honestly, we love it all. And
yeah.
we're so lucky that
yes.
we get to actually do this. And do it every day, and yeah.
To have a platform to put it all there, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love it. Okay, so what is the best advice that you guys have gotten along the way in this journey?
Ooh.
So many.
I think I this one always sticks with me.
Okay.
There's another YouTube band called Carmen, who isn't a band anymore. I think it's just Amy now.
Well, I think they changed their name anyway.
They changed their name. Yeah. Either way, they started off the same time as us, and they had like a single the same time as us, like back in like 2012. And I remember like, her name's Amy. She was like, do as much as you can on your own when it comes to hair and makeup, when it comes to styling, because it's gonna save you so much money. And like, I felt like that was the first time that we were like, okay, you know what? Maybe we should really start investing in like good makeup and like good, you know
yeah.
what I mean? And we were doing that a little bit before, but after she told us that, it has saved us so much
mm-hmm.
effort and time and money
right.
of like,
and
oh,
stress.
We don't need a makeup yeah. artist. Like today, like if it's like drama, like we're like, whatever, we can just do it ourselves. So Amy from Carmen, like I
yeah.
always think of that one.
That's great.
I don't know. I mean, I think a lot of my like life advice, the best advice has come from my mom.
Yeah, I was gonna say mom.
Which she's always like, if you're not happy doing it anymore, then like, why are you still doing it? And so I constantly, you know, like take a step back every now and then just be like, all right, like in my life right now, like what category of our genre or whatever is making us happiest right now? Okay, it's this one. I'm gonna go focus on this one. So
okay.
it's constantly like reevaluating like what you're doing and where you're, you know, where your job is at and just deciding to go with the one lane that's
mm-hmm.
making you the happiest and bringing you the most joy.
Do y'all normally stay in sync with that? Like, y'all
yeah.
normally on the same page with what
oh,
you're both
weirdly.
Liking?
It's funny, like, that, like, when it comes to work
yeah.
and, like, you know, all of that, we are always on the same page, always.
It is weird.
That's amazing.
Where
nice.
Like, we disagree comes with, like, oh, you, like, took this outfit that I hadn't worn yet. And, like,
yeah.
you know what I mean? It's, like, that kind of
like
stuff that we...
sister stuff.
Yeah, sister stuff that we disagree on. But, like, when it comes to, like, our business, we are always in sync, which
mm-hmm.
is
amazing.
Yeah.
And you guys know that you have the best of intentions for each other because you're
yeah.
blood
yes.
at the end of the day. So that's also great because
yeah.
you truly have a lifetime
yeah.
of just knowing that each other has your back.
Yes.
Yeah, like we're
which
not going to break
awesome.
Up.
You're
yeah,
not
going to break up.
Exactly. We're always like, I can't break up with you and
no.
you can't break up with me because...
Here we
sisters.
Are,
yeah.
the blood.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
Okay, so has there been like a bit, like a high that just high of a moment in your career, you're like, oh my gosh, this is amazing, and like a low where you're like, oh my gosh, this is awful?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Which one?
Yeah, which one do you want first? I feel high like or low?
Whichever.
I feel like there's a constant ebb and flow.
Yeah, oh yeah.
It's like 1 minute you're on top of the world and the next you're like, oh, how did I get here? But I'd say like one of the high points would be like when the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade was really cool.
Y'all were in the Macy's Thanksgiving?
Yeah, back in 2012.
That
yeah,
was that cool was when incredible. They like, because like we grew up watching it. So like, when they hand you like the mics, you know, the NBC Macy's mics, like I was like, this is happening. Yeah. I was like, I'm ready. It was freezing, but I was like, I'm ready.
And yeah.
Like,
amazing.
It was so cool.
That was a high, and it was also like a day after our 20th birthday.
Yeah.
So we were just like, oh, this is the best ever. But then also, I would say we're in a high right now.
Yeah.
I mean, like, you know, we just got the pictures of like our faces in the Herald Square Macy's, like for the clothing line, and it's just like,
and like people are like tweeting us or tweeting pictures of them yeah. in our clothes, and it's like, oh my gosh, like it's a reality
like
now.
This is a big one right now. This yeah. is a big high right now.
Yeah. What does it feel like to have your dreams come into fruition like this? So like you're dreaming up these things to be in Macy's Day's Parade, mm-hmm. to have yeah. your own clothing line, and then all of a sudden you do. Like what does that moment actually feel like when it connects and it happens?
It's really weird. Like Liz and I, we always say that like we're envisioners. Like we like to envision things happening. So yeah. it's like, because then it's like what they always say, you know, like if you see something happening and you work, then you like subconsciously work towards it.
Absolutely.
So it's almost sometimes it's not like a shock when it yeah. actually happens, because you're like, oh, like I've been telling myself this was going to happen.
I saw this already.
Yeah. But then like you take a step back and then you look at like the bigger picture and you're like, whoa.
Like how did yeah. this happen?
Yeah. It takes something as little as like a friend being like, oh yeah, like I saw your like clothing, like I saw this, or like I heard this song or like whatever. Then you're like, wow, it's real. Like
you're so in your head all the
yeah.
time.
Yes.
Yeah. It's something like offhand that you're like, this is actually real, and like I can actually say that I did this. And like, again, we're so grateful and so thankful that like we've been able to do this for 10 years, and we've had a million high moments. So it's just like,
yeah.
It's really incredible.
Okay, so what's yeah. a low?
Oh gosh.
I mean, I think when our label one day, like they...
The indie label we were on back
Yeah,
in.
they just like decided to close. That was, and we had like a full record like ready to go. Mm-hmm. And the head guy was just like, I just don't want to do it anymore, like the label at all. And like we couldn't work with our managers anymore. We were living in LA at that time, and we were just like, okay, well, I guess we're gonna go back
to
Nashville.
We had just turned 21, and they were like,
yeah.
And up until that point, we had depended on them a lot for like helping us with connections and, you know, et cetera, et cetera. And so we were literally like,
thrown to the wolves.
21 yeah. years old. We were like, how are we gonna make a living? Where are we gonna live?
We're freaked out.
Like, yeah.
Did it make you get super like self-sufficient? Did you have to go in to yourself?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that was the time yeah. that we really had to, like, get it in gear and be like, okay, if we still want that, like, we have two choices. We can quit or we can figure it out and, you know, pray to God that this is what we're supposed to do and, like, that opportunities will come.
And so what did you have to do in that time period?
I mean, we moved back to Nashville because we were, like, Nashville.
We wanted to be there.
We just, like, felt in our souls. We were like, this is where we need to be. And then we just started, like, we just kept writing. We kept reflecting,
we
just kept
doing
and focusing,
and yeah, it was rough though, because we were like, oh, like what, like, I mean, of course, like our whole world fell apart. You mm-hmm. know, everything we'd known since we'd left high school is basically like college ended, and like we almost got our degree, but then we didn't.
Yeah, right.
That's how it felt.
Yeah,
those moments are so defining.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
I feel like they shake your core mm-hmm. so much. Yeah. They make you question everything about yourself. Yeah. And then exactly like you said, you either can quit,
yeah. mm-hmm,
tuck your tail and quit, or yeah. you just keep going.
Yeah. And we thought about it. I mean,
of course.
We really thought about it.
It's
hard not to.
Yeah.
It was like, all right, you know, like we had a good run.
Maybe this is it. Maybe yeah. at the end of the road.
Yeah.
And like, you're also like, maybe this is the universe telling me to quit.
Yeah.
You know, you're like, I mean,
I know.
Like, if I was meant to do this, why is this happening?
Like, I totally agree. Like, yeah. is the universe closing these doors? But then you feel it in your heart and you're like, no, there's more.
Yeah.
I feel
yeah.
like there's more left.
For yeah. sure.
And that's what we did. So.
And you guys, I find you guys so inspiring.
Oh,
because to be such fabulous females, beautiful, young, talented, and just doing it on your own with a fearless heart, to me, mm-hmm. is like everything.
Thank you.
I love it.
Thank you. I really appreciate that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so inspiring to see women just owning their life and their brand and just doing it, not waiting for someone to tell them what to do or waiting for someone to sign up and finally get on board. You're like, no, we're just going to do this.
So yeah. Well, thank
you. It's awesome.
I really do appreciate that. Like, that means a lot. See, like, even, like, what you just said, like, that's, like, a real thing that I'm like, you know what? Like, okay. Like, that does... We are doing something
cool and real. It's inspiring to see that you guys did this on your own, you know, because you wanted to, because you believed in it, and it's working, and it's moving, and it has a heartbeat and momentum, and I just think that's the American dream right there, you know?
Oh, yeah.
You guys are it. Okay, so I want to wrap up before y'all play us a couple songs with Leave Your Light. So give me some inspiration of what you guys have learned or been inspired by or how you like to inspire people.
Ooh. Well, for me, I always like to say, like, going back to, like, the reflecting thing, I think, feel like that's for both of us. Like, you have to, like, give off what you want. You know what I mean? Like, you have to be incredibly thankful and grateful and feel that in everything that you do, whether you're in the grocery store or if you're, like, just, like, getting coffee, if you see somebody, it's like you have to exude what you want, and then I truly do believe that comes back to you. And
where did you learn that?
Yoga.
Yeah, yoga. Yeah.
Hey, I love yoga. Yeah. And I'm grateful. I taught you. It's awesome.
And it's true. Like, I mean, I remember the first week that I really, really tried it, like really put an effort into it. I started getting all of these, like, this sounds stupid, but all these free things from, like, restaurants, which, like, sounds super stupid. But, like, I was like, you know, just really reflecting. They'd be like, you know what? Like, I'm going to give this to you for free. Or, like, do you want this for, like, an extra just, like, to go? And I was like,
yes.
Oh my gosh, like, this is actually
working
a thing, and like then it just kind of like led into other things.
But so you believe in energy?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh yeah, she does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Yes. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, what do you think? What's your leave us some light?
I think the thing that I've like held true like all of my life so far is like everything's gonna happen the way it's supposed to. So you can, you know, you can worry about things, you can dwell on things, but at the end of the day, like, it's gonna play out how it's supposed to. So you just have to trust in whatever higher power you believe in, whether it be God, Buddha, whoever, your mom, whatever. And just really put faith in the fact that everything's gonna be okay, even if it doesn't feel like it, because it always is okay. No matter what situation you're in, it might be really bad for a really long time, but at the end of the day, you will be sitting back looking at the rough time, feeling okay.
Yeah.
Y'all are so wise to be so young. I am not even kidding you. Next thing on your agenda, self-help book. Okay?
Yeah, y'all need to write.
Yeah, we need to. Guide for living happy. Y'all need to write it. Okay, you guys, are y'all going to play some songs?
Yeah.
Yay, Megan Liz. Okay, join us for some music.
Teal Audio's newest speaker line, the Aurora Livestream speakers, are designed to fit seamlessly into your home with its wide range of connectivity. To check out the latest speaker line, go to tealaudio.com.
Okay, so Megan and Liz, tell us about this next song that you're about to play.
Well, this first song that you're about to play.
We're about to play Heartbreaker. Yes. It's actually not out yet, but it will be out soon. It's about just being a heartbreaker, because I've broken up with a lot of guys. That's just the way it is.
Savage. She's a savage.
That's not like entirely true, but it kind of is, so. All right, so it's called Heartbreaker.
Okay, yay!
Time. So why do you want to waste mine, boy? Cause this sucks, and I don't want to set up a good enough. Cause this ain't good enough, it's just an okay love. Bet your mama's never gonna talk to me again, and they gonna talk about it to all your friends. But I ain't no faker, and I ain't no hater, and I ain't no player. I'm a heartbreaker, heartbreaker. Yeah, I'm a heartbreaker, heartbreaker. Wishing that I could lie, just try to keep on holding on to what it was. Cause what it is ain't what it was. You and me just can't be us. And I ain't no faker, and I ain't no hater, and I ain't no player. I'm a heartbreaker, heartbreaker. ain't no faker, and I ain't no hater, and I ain't no player, yeah. So I guess I'm a heartbreaker, heartbreaker.
July 31st. We're so excited about it. What do you have anything else to say?
It's basically, you know, when you're like sick of your relationship being in a rut and you're like, love ain't a habit, like, surprise me with things. Bye.
Bye. Yeah.
This is the boyfriend right here, too. So, I mean, you know, I'm sure he's doing, he must be doing good because he's sitting right here.
Yeah. Habit not inspired by.
Not inspired by this boyfriend.
Yeah.
Okay, awesome. Habit, you guys.
Here we go.
Just what you do, and you don't think flipping the switch when you leave the room, casually kissing me naturally, I assume that it's nothing to you. How good you have it, love.
those girls as much as I do. They are so freaking adorable. They're incredible. So check out their new clothing line, follow their new music. They have so much coming at you all the time. Megan and Liz. Next week, I have another YouTube sensation coming your way, Mallory Irvin. She and I did Amazing Race together. She's actually done Amazing Race 3 times, one of the only people in Amazing Race history to be on the show 3 different seasons. She's incredible. She has more energy than the Energizer Bunny. She is adorable. She does makeup tutorials. She does cooking classes. She does exercise. She vlogs her life. She just got married in the most incredible wedding. It's all documented on her YouTube page, Mallory Irvin. You guys are not going to want to miss it next week. We'll see you then. Don't forget to subscribe.